form a lot of excellent,
轻松的很。艾斯特布朗利的差距现在拉开到了2分23秒，这么越来越大了一个差距。
With a resume like that, and expect to go worse than podium, but it does happen, right? I mean, we have seen it. Alistair Brownlee has been enjoyable to watch race, and he's doing a fantastic job of matching.
就是用公路车完成比赛，并且赢得青年赛事锦赛的冠军。并且挪威的选手目前是在前四名中占两席。另外一个铁三的强国挪威即将在这场比赛中被定义。那么现在来看的话，现在世界上的铁三强国康纳世锦赛是被德国人占据的，青林点三的世锦赛将会被挪威改写历史，奥运会的男子目前是英国最强。来自澳大利亚的选手现在看不到踪影，
of a crazy high level competitive and beautiful race to watch,
越来越分化的一个铁三的世界，根据不同的距离。
Nice France, look at that from above. I mean, come on. If that doesn't make you want to go,
大家可以根据自己的爱好喜好去选择不同的距离，我觉得都是一个非常值得去追求的一个赛程。比如说，我就喜欢青林点三，我就比青林点三也没有任何问题，因为青林点三的比赛的冠军也足够的牛。
Great location.For the event, and I think this is one that.
今天这场比赛中参与的青点三Ironman 世锦赛26的好手们，像 Spencer Kinley 啊、Patrick Lang 啊，目前的现役的 Ironman 世锦赛的冠军啊，都被甩得很远，不见踪影。真是令人非常惊讶。这将是一个非常经典的赛事。从这一场赛事之后，铁三的这个距离将和运动员将被进一步的分化。不同的距离将会诞生各自的好手，距离之间也不会说谁比谁更加牛这样的一个说法，我相信也不会，而且也不会有更加说统治从短距离到长距离这么所有距离赛事的这么选手。在这里我们非常怀念央菲丁诺，央菲丁诺今天为什么会没有来呢？
Rob Holden, and I was just
digging up those results
as well. He did 4.5, and that was a tough course.
Yeah, very tough course. But here's the thing, that is that a strategy?
另外一个将改写的历史就是公路车在铁人三项中的位置将会进一步的被加强，不光是铁三车可能更加适合于平路和长距离，那么公路车对于这个山路的优势还是非常非常的明显的，就由今天这位冠军即将诞生的冠军所定义。他用了一辆带休息把的短休息把的公路车赢得了今天的比赛，并且在自行车的阶段建立了自己的优势。我相信他那种不时的这个公路车的这种破风的骑行，能够节约他在腿部的这么一些乳酸的累积，是给了很多的这种帮助的。
Number that we can't really assess, but it's a massive fitness boost. So two of them in 2 weeks' time. Wow, great point. And as we close in too, it's only September 8th. Do the math. 5 weeks away, we're all going to be descending on the Big Island of Kona to watch these men do battle. All these men and a whole host of others that are not.
今天的这个 Gustav Iden 我不知道会不会参与这个 Ironman Kona 世锦赛，我希望他能够参与。我相信他经过今天这次比赛之后应该是有资格能够参与 Kona 世锦赛。我非常期待这个 Gustav Iden 在 Kona 世锦赛上的表现，看他会不会像这今天一样能够有非常好的表现。
Even if you don't watch this show,Like、the other 2 million,
那如果没有的话
people that did yesterday,
就进一步的证明了我那句话，这个铁三的世界将被距离所分化。 无论是运动员也好，还是
这
些器材也好，
Sanders,
都会进一步的分化。
但人除适合各自不同距离的器材运动员。Is logging in to check the results.
Because someone just mentioned Lyle Sanders, who is a fan favorite and a fan foe. I mean, people love and hate him. He's awesome for the sport. I think he's great. He mentioned last year, we had him on our Facebook show for Ironman. He came on and said, I got up to go to the restroom in the middle of the night, probably on purpose, to go, and he tuned in to Facebook, and he saw what Frodeno and Gomez did, and Brownlee, in the World Championships, and he couldn't sleep because he's like, oh no, they just ran exceptionally well.
I gotta go train.
And literally, and that was, and of course, we know how that worked out. It didn't work out as anyone expected. Langa just ran away with it. But point being, these athletes watch one another, and they know one another, and that factors into, Didi, as we just kind of keep talking about it, that's what makes Kona Kona. It isn't just another race. You can play like it is. You can plan like it is. You can do your best to treat like it is. But there's always that back of mind piece, or front of mind psychology that jacks it all up. That makes it be more than just another race.
And, to your point, it cracks me up because we do talk to a lot of these athletes, you know, pre-race, and yeah, the focus is on me and my preparation and my execution on the race. And I'm waiting for the athlete that has the courage to stand up in a pre-race interview and say, I have been obsessed with what my competitors have been doing all in this build-up. Because it's the honest truth. Everyone is aware of what everyone else is doing.
We just saw the look over the shoulder, and in this case, instead of saying you don't want to look behind you ever, we'll say that what Rudvallberg did was just give himself a little bit of confirmation that in fact third place can be his. Yes, he did a long and gradual look over the shoulder. No one's coming. We know Christian Blumenfeld had some paces to indicate he was coming, but the timing is, at least for me, Didi, is slow, and I'm not getting that registry yet. But let's just say Rudvallberg is exceptional in his late game right now, and he's holding on to that.
Yeah, the tracker is a little slow to update, but we do see on the live blog that has in fact updated through 16K, and Rudvallberg holding his own, still with a comfortable gap down to Christian Blumenfeld, running very, very well, just going to run out of real estate, but locked in I think the battle that remains between Javier Gomez and Sebastian Kienle for the top five, those athletes still lockstep at 16K.
How good is that?
That's great.
It is so fun. And
I'm
excited for Sebastian Kienle. I'm always excited for Javier Gomez. He's been such a champion for so long. But to look at Kienle and see he also had that injury last year to his Achilles, and he had a real rough go, and hasn't been on the top step of Kona or the World Championship 70.3 for so long now. But guess what? Well, not that long ago, 2014. But here's the story. We've got Sebastian Kienle clearly back in his best form. So now in 5 weeks, he can recover. He can get out to Tucson, where he goes in Arizona, USA, and get some heat, expose himself to that final bit of prep for the big show, and it's exciting because, you know, the same reason that we appreciate Jan Frodeno not being here, we miss him because he's so good. Yeah, he's such a legend, and he would be here in this fight. So, but smart call again. We're just kind of talking about how fun this race is and how much it primes us for the next fun race.
But look at the excitement in Gustav Iden. I think he's actually accelerating. He can smell the finish line.
Totally.
And what a thrill for this young athlete here. He's starting like now acknowledging the crowd.
2:42 差距还是在越来越大的差距。
That's right. He blew
前面就还剩
300
米的这么一个终点。
He's soaking it up.
跑步是相当的稳定啊。
Matt said a whole lap ago.
我觉得这个赛后肯定会希望媒体会对这个 Gustav Iden 会做一个详细的采访，我会非常期待他后续的报道，我非常关心他这个小伙子他所有的一些情况。他现在已经拿上了这个挪威的国旗，高高的举起冲向终点。我们祝贺这个 Gustav Iden 今天用一辆公路车碾压了所有的职业组选手，赢得了自己职业生涯中非常重要的比赛。
Ironman 70.3
3:52的成绩，我们祝贺来自挪威的 Gustav Iden。 我非常关心他跑鞋是哪一个品牌，估计是要激动的说不出话来了。祝贺古斯塔维丁来自瑞典的 Ironman 7.3世锦赛冠军，一个公路车选手。这我觉得是 一场会改写历史的一场比赛。恭喜这个 古斯塔维丁，好年轻的选手。
He was not at all on my radar, and it's not for any lack of respect, but we look to history at this event, we look to history at the distance, we didn't look to what he did last weekend, or what he did in December of last year, so am I surprised? I can't say so when I analyze his results, but he was definitely not on my radar. I had Brownlee, I had Gomez, I had Gomez in there, but I certainly didn't
have my head on board up here in the top five, so a complete shocker.亚军的身份重现。
Ironman 70.3 Racing, you can't call it in. No, it is amazing. It is.
我们也恭喜布朗利再次获得了7.3的亚军。虽然这对他来说不是这个最期待的一个结果，但是他还习惯性的往后看一看。我觉得这也是一个职业选手的一个表现。
Maybe not quite as much experience over the longer distance, but still a giant in the sport of triathlon. And to take down a win ahead of Alistair Brownlee, full credit to Gustav Iden, and still an inspiring and great performance from Alistair Brownlee as well.
That's it. So,
他刚刚的转入长距离的耐力赛事，
He's taken home $45,000. He's probably taken home the chance to get a sponsor that'll give him a time trial break if he wants. Just a joke. We really are impressed by the youngster, and he represented some incredible moves. He was a tactician throughout. He positioned himself to go at the right time on the climb. He also went with the right people on the descent. He had a guided tour.By two of the best descenders in the sport, Rudy von Berg and Alistair Brownlee, he really just put himself in the spot to come here and run away with the victory. And now, for the second year in a row, out of Great Britain, our second place finisher is Alistair Brownlee. Let's let him bring him home, Paul K.
恭喜爱斯的布朗利获得 Ironman 7.3尼斯站的亚军。好精彩的一场比赛，我相信全程。关注的小伙伴也会像我一样发出这样的感慨，这也是改写历史的一场比赛。
I think this time it's a little bit more content. I don't think he likes to lose, but he looks more content.
And I think he threw all he could at this course today. He was aggressive in the climb.
我觉得这个成绩对于布朗利来说也是一个非常好的一个成绩。
And get away, establish some distance, and Rudy von Berg came back on him in the climb. I think that probably spurred him on through the closing stages of the bike.
第三名应该是来自美国的 Rudy von Berg.
Establish a gap and then just outrun by the young.Gustav Iden, so great performance from Alistair Brownlee. I don't think he can be super critical of it.
I think the
effort and the battle was there. Just came up a little bit short.
站上领奖台的机会。
Totally. Now we got Rudy von Berg coming across. Rudy von Berg. We'll say top American, although the man comes from this crowd right here from this place in the south of France. Rudy is looking over one more time just to make sure that he has got it wrapped up. Good work to you. Good work to you.
布朗利学的吗
By far the best result of his career, even counting his victories at European Championships. Rudy von Berg, third place at the Ironman 70.3 World Championship.
第一名是来自这个挪威的骑公路车的选手，叫做 Gustav Iden， 是我们从来都不太熟悉的一个选手。今天的这个尼斯的铁三的自行车赛道。也让各种组合器材的选择成为了一个比赛的亮点。然后来自美国的这位第三名也是在下坡的阶段展现出了一个绝对的实力，一直保持自行车的领先到幻象区 T2， 结果从幻象区 T2 开始。然后这也是非常非常令人尊敬的一个选手、啊、今天也是在整个的就是自行车的后半段保持了自己的优势。
Go for the win, and then totally thrilled with third place. That's massive. It is, and it's deserved. He should soak that up.
不是Patrick Lang，Patrick Lang，is
an incredible
Patrick Lang 在后面非常远，还在有估计七八公里的位置，所以这次比赛的意义是在于我们的 Kona 的冠军。在70.3的这个世锦赛上，什么都不是。这边就是我们的第一名，一位来自挪威的骑公路车完成70.3世锦赛冠军的一个选手，叫 Gustav Iden。
On the expectations
for
Rudy Bomberg to come in here and
really
execute.
Gustav
if I'm already giving out my favorite moment, the way he rode the bike was just too good. He looked to be out of position well. Brownlee went very hard. Even Eden went very hard at points. And it just looked like Von Berg was either calculating or off pace. But what happened was he put that bike down to perfection.
游泳是第二名，自行车是第二名，跑步也是第二名。
The pass he made in that descent, in that technical section of the descent, a decisive move by him, an aggressive move by him, and it worked out, and he was able to push the pace through the closing stages of the bike.
All the way to the end, first off the bike, big honors. Here's Christian Blumenfeld,
同样来自挪威的 Christian.
What a great show again. This was something that we've seen him win big, but to come home now, representing Norway now, two Norwegians inside the top four.
Never seen that before.
At our sport, in ITU for sure.
The new hotspot of a hotbed of triathlon for sure.
That's right, and we are watching because we know that there's this fun battle between Spain and Germany out on course. They were lockstep at turn number two, lockstep at turn number three. So that 5 kilometers was all they had left to sort out. Who's going to come in first, Sebastian Kiele or Javier Gomez-Noya, as we watch our favorite and legendary Heather Führer. Look who it is!
Wow, Sebastian Kiele, 居然是追到了第五名。
Two times Ironman 70.3 winner and former Kona winner Sebastian
Kiele 也是在这里证明了自己，能够在这样一场比赛中能够获得第五名的成绩，也是令人非常非常非常非常令人惊讶的一个绝地大反击。因为要知道他在自行车的阶段是处在第16名的成绩。
His time is done, but what a statement by him! And again, as you said, running away from an athlete like
整个的跑步、自行车和跑步阶段都是在不断的往回追名次的这么一个过程。
Remember to just
祝贺 Sebastian Kiele， 他这个第五名的成绩也是相当来之不易，超越了一众好手。
He was racing. People were still at that
point
looking at him as a
在这个自行车阶段是拉开了多少差距
？It was very poorly.Position because he actually was quite good. Here's Bart Arnauts, last year's runner-up in Kona. Today, rolling through to grab that sixth spot behind Kiele. Well done. Boy, does Belgium have the talent, and they always have. But here he is, Bart Arnauts, coming across the line in front of a failing, a slowing Javier Gomez-Noya. Believe me, I say that it's all the respect in the world because you're one of the greatest we've ever seen. Javier Gomez-Noya, seventh place.Well off for you, but incredible.
Yeah, incredible performance. He's going to be significantly displeased, no doubt about it.
and man, just to recap, it's been so good at this point as we watch Dave Scott give the honors to Rudy Von Berg there. And congratulations, Paul Newby Fraser stepping in to congratulate in person.
Both, 让人感到非常非常的精彩，而且是一改大家对这个青年三赛事不如这个 Kona 的这个长距离 Ironman 全程赛事的一个既往的一个观念。然后让这个70.3这个距离也是有更具观赏性。
I'd say that's good. Come on, Sam Appleton.
There's Sam Appleton finishing it up, enjoying the crowd and the finish line. Again, I think as a Sam Appleton fan, I hoped he was going to squeeze into the top five, but the look on his face says it all. He left it all out there today.
And this guy knows, I mean, he doesn't finish world championships outside the top 10. He's been a very consistent specialist at the distance, and we're going to watch this podium celebration, handing out the medals for these top three, starting, of course, with Rudy Von Berg, third place.
来自美国的这个 Rudy Von Berg 也是选，现在已经开始颁奖了，第三名，恭喜他。他是骑了一个蝶轮。 在这样一个山路阶段，居然敢用蝶轮，说明他是把重心是放在下坡上的，因为蝶轮大家知道非常重，在上坡基本上没有任何的优势。他把所有的赌注都放在了下坡上，并且他做到了。这个第三名的选手在下坡阶段反进行了反超，超过了在上坡阶段一直领先的这么一个艾斯的布朗利。
Yeah, he did what he could to save some chances, and it just didn't work out. Came up a little bit short, but what a race for Alistair Brownlee.
艾斯布朗利在三项中都是第二名的成绩，游泳是第二名输给了Josh Emberg，然后自行车阶段是第二名，也是第二名输给了这个第三名的这么这个叫Rudy，游泳阶段是输给了Josh Emberg，然后自行车阶段输给了这个叫叫什么呢？叫 Rudy Van Berg，两名字差的很相像哈。 然后在跑步阶段输给了这第一名的选手，来自挪威的 Gustav Iden。Gustav Iden 是今天在自行车阶段。 采用了一个公路车进行比赛的这么一个选手，他可能这样的一种策略选择，让他在23岁进入跑步阶段，以一个非常轻松的一个状态进入跑步阶段，跑步的阶段也是非常轻松的，第二名的埃斯德布朗利轻松太多了。 而且他这个把第一名之间，就把跟布朗利的这么一个差距，是在跑步阶段逐渐拉大的，让人非常的惊讶。
Somebody give this guy a hand.
I love Nice.
they're loading him up.
It's a big haul.
祝贺
Absolutely. And here's your men's podium, the 2019 Ironman 70.3 World Championships, Nice, France.
这场比赛必将载入史册，然后所有的这个 Kona 的这么一个长距离的选手在这里面都
The race within the race.
Yes. Now we get to critique the champagne.
都没有任何的这么一个
It's like the young up and comer with
优秀的表现。
First to the spray.
我们的冠军Patrick Lam才刚刚冲线，我觉得
是不是Patrick
Lam刚刚才冲线？
Yep. Absolutely, not a doubt. And now Brownlee giving congratulations to
让人非常的尴尬。
Friends there, first, second, third, what a day.
Patrick Lam 是在 颁奖的时候才出现吗？
Absolutely making history today. What a show today here in Nice. We want to go over some of these run splits. Alistair Brownlee, 110.43. Rudy Von Berg,
110.15.
Christian Blumenfeld, 109.59. Give me a break. That's wonderful. Bart Arnotes, 110.36. Javier Gomez, 110.09. Not a
bad one.
Bradley Weiss,
112.33. Sebastian Kinley, 虽然在游泳阶段就被拉开了三分钟的差距，但是他从第十几名、二十名的一个名次追到了第五名。 也是非常难的，不容易。大家知道，在今天这样的一个山路赛段进行超越是非常困难，无论是上坡还是下坡，都是非常难以超越。和我们的长直就是大平路是非常的不同。
Fit, if you ask me.
Yep, Talbot Cox saying it, mind-blowing. Again, this race here today, just next level.
Turning
those
kind of
run performances off of this epic bike course.
Again,
this venue. This destination not disappointed by any stretch.
So Gustav Iden all the way back to Ben Knut. There it is, our top 10. We've got Norway, Great Britain, USA, Norway again, Germany, Belgium, Spain, Australia, and South Africa in front of USA. What a show they've given us today, and we knew it was going to be this way.
Legendary
course here, and these guys made good on that. So soon we'll get on down there and take those interviews. Matt Lieto has the first one, and it's going to be Rudy Von Berg. Matt, when you're ready, you just take it right away. As Felipe Acevedo comes home for Portugal.
空难世锦赛的冠军今年发生了什么？还是说？
艾尔曼的距离跟青年赛距离就差距那么大，就是一个不同的赛事。然后不会拍这个浪还没有到达终点吗？这个第一名看来不太熟练，这个不太熟练开香槟啊。
And don't go away just yet. We are going to try to get down to the finish line for some finish line interviews with our men's podium. Getting Matt Lieto, getting our top three finishers lined up for their thoughts on the day. So don't run away just yet. That's still to come.
And after that, we'll remind you that the cameras will stay fixed at the finish line. You can tag team your Ironman app, tracker app, as well as Ironman.com. Check the splits and then also watch that camera to see everyone close out their day. You can watch those finishes. And then I'll also remind you that we'll be back tomorrow for the third day of... Just kidding. Day two of two today. And Didi and I had so much fun. I would honestly do it again if there were anyone racing. Amber should cross the line. This young champ is always fun to watch. Congrats as Josh Amberger comes home. He was also just in front of, we've had a few folks come across. There's Starkowitz with a 116 coming through. Nice little finish. Daniel Bakegaard was who came across in front of Amberger. But the talent is here. Here's Matt.
Patrick Lang
also didn't make it. How was that?
Perfect race overall. I knew I was in good shape.
Patrick Lang didn't make it in the top 20. 真是让人非常的惊讶。 第五名是 Sebastian Kinley， 德国的选手 Patrick Lang 前20名有进，让人非常惊讶。可能现在还没有，不会现在 Patrick Lang 还没有结束吧？
And I took a little flyer on the downhill. They caught me on the fly, but
Patrick Lang 现在还没有结束比赛，四小时，这个是
That's pretty much what I got.
这个是。
多么差的一个成绩啊！我们的Patrick浪居然都没有结束比赛。还有一公里左右。真是令人非常惊讶的一个差距。我非常好奇，如果是这个。 So I kept on telling myself to keep it for the second part.
我非常好奇，如果是这样费迪诺来的话，会有什么样的结果？我觉得应该还会有的一拼。 但 Patrick Lang 感觉这个实力好像不太济嘛。
Outside looking in, this is your biggest result on a big stage. How much sweeter
does
it feel that being at a hometown race and a world championship?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't believe already that I'm podium at World Champs.
4小时11分的这个成绩。
Last year I was 10th, the year before I was 13th. That's a big step up for me. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome.
应该是这个跑步是他的强项。
It's a big plus being in a hometown.
这个让人感觉太惊讶了。
My dad's racing, my brother too, my sister raced yesterday. So, yeah, pretty stoked.
我们看看我们中国的选手。现在我们的巴斯。 Cheer on your family and get back to your dream.
巴斯已经。
Thank you very much.
赛事的这个赛程过半。
What a special day for that young man right there, acknowledging the family involvement in racing hometown.
然后自行车阶段的话， 均速是上坡阶段，现在前半程是在27的这么一个均速，还是非常快。上坡阶段能达到27，还是非常快的一个速度。
I love his humility.
Now I know a lot of us watching back at home and here don't necessarily know you as well from long course racing. First things first, how do you pronounce your name?
Gustav Iden.
There you go, Gustav Iden. There's been a lot of debate.
OK, 我们来看一下 Gustav Iden 的这个采访。
Gustav Iden now, Ironman 70.3 world champion. How does that feel?
It feels so amazing. I've been joking on Instagram that I was just go ahead and going to do it. But to be here as a world champion, it's unbelievable and it's amazing.
他觉得他自己非常惊讶自己今天的表现。
I think I heard Michael Lovato or other hosts back at home.
今天他有一辆公路车完成了这次的比赛。
Was it the right choice?
I think actually a TT bike would be faster today, but I don't really have any sponsors, so I
don't have a TT bike. He is a TT bike. I have
one, but it's without brakes.
没有赞助的一个选手, 他只有一辆公路车.
I use my road bike.
So for all those bike manufacturers out there,
好诚实，好惊讶的一个回答.
Was it a goal of yours to really nail that hill and then and the?
他是一个连 TT 车、连铁三车都没有被赞助的一个选手， 他就用他自己的一个公路车完成了今天的比赛. 好令人惊讶的一个，而且他在幻象去的时候，大家可以看到，右边那个画面，他就是没有穿袜子，直接就套上了，而且是第一个完成幻象。 旁边的这个布朗利在那边坐着穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜子，然后这两个选手穿袜
focus a little bit more on this now that you're a world champ?
No, not really, because it's Olympic next year, and it's like the ultimate thing you can do in sports, I think. So to be world champ now, it's so amazing, but it's still like Olympic that I'm going for.
So,
所以他的重心比赛重心还是在奥林匹克距离上面。
Yeah, of course.
大家问主持人问他是不是会把重心放在轻点餐上面，他说并没有。 我觉得他现在还没有时间去考虑那么多问题。
There you go. He won this one in his first try. Maybe he'll win Kona in his first try too. But for now,
这是他第一次参加70.3的比赛，他得到一个冠军。 他说以后也会在其他的分站赛上面去尝试获得分站赛的这个Ironman距离的冠军。
Brownlee here in a minute, but this is the good news is he came in here.
非常惊讶这个选手的这个状态的产生。He's
hopefully going to get a sponsor, and hopefully he'll come back next year. Is Tokyo, and that's the big dance for his distance and for his sport. So I appreciate also that he's going back to what he's good at.
精力是放在这个。
But now we know.
奥林匹克距离上的话，那明年的这个奥运会我们要看他的表现。但是我估计他的
here over at Ironman 70.3 Racing. As you take a look at all those names, any surprises?
今天的这场胜利将会
I'm just going to take a surprise at the top of the podium. 将会他让他走上这个长距离的这个赛场，引导他走上长距离的赛场。Taking home the win. Other than that, not any huge surprises to be honest.
好惊讶，这个
Not too many surprises as we watch Andre Lopez from Brazil come home.
居然是一个
He looks pretty ecstatic. To make his way across the line. Another athlete I'm seeing for the first time here at this event, but well done.
奥林匹克距离选手对他们来说最重要的赛事，那就是奥运会。 我们明年会期待他在奥运赛场上的表现。
Just rolling in. That's Frederik van Leerde, 2013 Ironman World Champion right there, but also multiple-time winner of Ironman Nice here on this very course.
And again, stay tuned. Once our broadcast wraps, we will have that finish line camera up for you to welcome home all of the champions here today at the Ironman 70.3 World Championship Nice, France.
Okay, what a great shot, Didi, as you can look down on this beautiful town, this
seaside village, Nice. It's not a village anymore, fifth largest city in the country, but still a beautiful place to go visit. Just adjacent to Monte Carlo, if you go down there, you jump
on
those hills
on the
Monte Carlo, where there's one of the world's biggest Formula One races. It takes place there in Monte Carlo, pretty nice spot there. But there, watching the flights land and people arrive at this beautiful destination, we're still waiting to hear some words from our second place finisher, Alistair Brantley from Great Britain.
Okay, his
favorite moment,
I'm going to say it right now, favorite moment overall,
aside from just the thrill of the entire race, was when Rudy von Berg played his cards the way he did from the top of that climb called Vance all the way to T2. He just
mastered
it, and he showed us exactly what you can do. But here's Matt. 70.3 World Championship,
twice second. How was your race today?
这就是咱们的冠军的一个
out on the bike, I was basically kind of
状态 Gustav Iden.
Fairly early doors, and
96年生人, 96年 挪威人.
And I thought it was going good. I got caught.
我们看一下这个布朗利的这个赛马.
Rudy von Berg and Gustav Iden, a couple of k down the descent, and just thought, right, you know, if I can stay with these guys, this will be perfect. Ran out. I felt quite good, like the first 3 or 4 k. Got by 5 k. That was it. I was like, I was ready to finish. But I don't know what.
他也很惊讶今天这个两位年轻选手的表现。 一个是采用公路车的这个 Gustav Iden， 一个是 美国的那个
Andy
von Berg。
Well, you don't have as many world titles as you do without wanting to win every time you step on the course. Now, I know talking to you earlier this year, you were excited about the difficulty of this bike ride. Did that motivate you for hard training? Did you enjoy that climb today, or did you wish it was a little shallower?
No, I kind of had a bit of a plan to push it on that. The first little ramps there to get away, and that worked. I knew that drag afterwards.
这是这个艾斯特布朗利第二年参加长距离比赛。他之前的比赛以这个奥运距离为主，然后去年尝试了青年三的世锦赛的南非获得也是亚军，然后输给的是让菲迪诺。我觉得今天这场比赛是在他意料之外的一个状态，因为他迷失的这么一个赛。
赛道的特点，爬升和下坡。然后把古斯塔夫伊登和这个来自美国甘迪蒙博尔特这两个人的这个特点发挥到了极致，他也很惊讶于这两个年轻选手的表现。
Yeah, of course. I always want to do as well as I can, and you know, I've trained hard into this, and I'll try and put all of that into Kona now and see how it goes.
There you go. Thanks,
man. We'll let you go, but
great performance, as always, from Alistair, 2 times second at Ironman 70.3 World Champs.
I think it takes a special athlete to be disappointed with a second place finish in a world championship, and it just speaks to his desire, his level of competition, and so yeah, inspiring performance from him today. Took all the chances he thought he needed to take and just came up a little bit short.
Without a doubt, Alistair Brownlee recognizing that he did a great job, he just didn't have it for that final punch, and also giving great credit to the two people he shares the podium with, so the true champion. But to summarize today,
选择这个公路车进行比赛，并不是一个主动的选择，而是一个不得不的选择。
Alistair Brownlee in second, Rudolf von Berg in third, Christian Blumenfeld, Sebastian
Thiele,
Bart Arnault, Javier Gomez Noya, Sam Appleton, Bradley Weiss, or Weiss from South Africa, and
Ben 进行了五场赛事， 最高的名次是获得 ITU
的最洛桑比赛的第四名，就是之前我们那个加超参加了那个洛桑这样的比赛，他就获得第四名，成绩也算不错，第四名也真是不错的一个成绩。看来他的重心应该是放在明年的奥运会上面，世界的排名是第十名。 96年的小伙子，现在23岁，哇！我就非常期待他在长距离比赛中的表现。当他得到了铁三车的赞助了之后，我希望他能够有一个非常好的一个表现。就他整个一个状况，96年的小伙子，跟那个 Lucy Charles 差不多年纪。 就是他不一定，今天这场比赛将会大家都会记住他。今天留下了一次一些回复。布朗那个休息板我没有注意，应该是 Scott 的一个定制的一个铁三休息板。
让你们经过特殊的地方。它应该是那个波浪有点波浪型的那个延伸吧，应该是特殊定制的。像他这种顶级的世界的这个顶级选手，应该都是有过定制的。好，我们今天的这个直播就基本上解说部分就到这儿了。那么后面如果他这边信号还会继续会切换到年龄组选手上的话，那么我会继续放给大家看。但是我这个今天的这个直播解说的工作基本上就到这儿了。也非常感谢大家的这个收看，也希望 OK 今天的这个直播到此结束。那么也非常感谢大家收看了，那么今天也非常感谢所有小伙伴们陪伴。然后我们今天也是得到一个非常令人享受的这么一个赛果，然后来自挪威的 Gustav Iden 获得了这个咱们比赛的冠军，然后感谢大家，然后希望大家继续支持你好铁三这个栏目。然后我们的这个巴斯现在已经到了65公里处 OK 那么下次直播机会再见，谢谢大家。